There's no way for us to even stop and think, comprehend exactly how it was in the beginning. But I want to talk to you about that scripture in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, who? God created the heavens and the earth. Wow. You know, we humans are creatures of time. We measure everything by time. And I'm the kind of fellow that if I'm going to meet you at 5 o'clock, I'm going to be there ahead of time. And if I'm going to be there at 10 till, I get a little perturbed. I almost get to the place where I could have a complaint. If somebody's 5 minutes late, or 10 minutes late, because I run my life by being especially on time and ahead of time. Amen?
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 Amen.
Oh me? We are creatures of time. Everything to us has a beginning and an ending. In human history, we categorize everything according to the beginning and the ending of an age. For example, we have the Bronze Age. If you went to school, you have the Iron Age. You have the Middle Ages. We mark specific events and categories of things according to beginnings and endings in our lives. In our own individual histories, we categorize everything with a beginning and an ending. Our birth. How many here's had a birthday? Some of you's never been born. How many's had a birthday? How many remember your birthday? Be careful. The day you were born, you remember that day? That's the beginning to us. And we categorize our life every year by celebrating our beginning, our birthday. We say, I was born X amount of years ago on this day. That was my beginning. Then we mark our time by reaching adolescence. Anybody remember your adolescence? Some of you are too old to remember back that far. Adolescence, that when you're 11, 12, 13, the toughest period of your life, probably. I know you that are senior citizens are saying, yeah, I'm glad that's behind me. And then we go into young adulthood. Oh, we're beginning our life, and that's the time when we kind of stick our chest out and say, well, I'm a man now. I'm a woman now. Young adult. I'm set and ready to go. I remember a preacher. He was my pastor at South Cleveland Church of God in Tennessee. And he told us one day, he remembered the day he turned 21. He went out on the town. He had a big fling. Boy, he just lived it up. And he came home after midnight and the house was dark and he was banging around and he was hollering downstairs, there's a man in the house, there's a man in the house. And he said all of a sudden something hit him and the light came on and he looked up and there was his daddy with his foot on his chest saying, there's two men in this house. So we categorize birth, adolescence, young adulthood, midlife. We're not going to ask how many's in your midlife. You might be having a crisis. Midlife, and then those golden years. Golden senior years. And then eventually comes the death. I walked through a graveyard the other day on St. Lucius. And there in the graveyard, they buried their people in a way I've never seen. They had the crypts, the big, and they say on the side, you know, this whole family. And they were in there, put in there in the 1700s or 1600s. The church was started in 1645. So, and I stood there wonder what it looks like inside of there. The bones. But on their crypts, they built the thing down into the ground, and then at the end, they would dig a space and put a stairway down to the opening where you could walk down the steps. And if you wanted to, you could open the grave up, the crypt up, and look in and see all of the bones and all of the remains of those that were there. So we as human beings, we are tied to time. Beginnings, birth, and down through the periods of our life until we come to the end, or what we say is death. So for us, it is nearly impossible to grasp the idea of a state of eternity, timelessness. Can anybody comprehend what it's like to never have any time? Timelessness. And that someone, that is God, has existed forever in timelessness with no beginning point whatsoever. That's hard for us to comprehend. Because we, every one of us, we've had a beginning. And we'll say we're going to have an ending. I open the newspaper every day, and one of the things that I look at is those who have faced death. I look at the obituaries, and then I see their life. They have a little bit of a life span there. They tell a story about this person's life, who is important in their life, and then they come to that part where they're going to have the final say, the final service, and they're going to have a funeral, and friends and family will get together and celebrate their ending of life. And so it's hard for us to comprehend when we look at God and say He has no beginning whatsoever. God and eternity, what's it like? There is a point in eternity in which no one nor anything existed but God Himself. That's hard for us to imagine, isn't it? Go back. We think, they told us the other day at that volcano it erupted 50 million years ago. Well, yeah, praise the Lord. That's wonderful to know God's that old. Hello? God's not measured in years, is He? I don't know exactly when He made the first earth and the first heaven, but I do know that about 6,000 years ago He recreated it into what we know today. So there was a time, and there is a point back there, someplace beyond the earth and beyond time, in which God existed totally by Himself. Before the beginning mentioned here in Genesis 1:1, there was a beginningless eternity during which only God existed. At some point in this state of beginningless eternity, our eternal God spoke something into existence out of nothing. Hallelujah! Time and all things that are became a reality. That is our God. In the beginning, God. Hallelujah! Somebody say, praise the Lord. Time did not exist, but God did. Hallelujah. Distant galaxies did not exist, but my God did. The Milky Way did not exist, but God did. Hallelujah. The sun did not exist, but God did. The solar system that we live in did not exist, but God existed. Evolutionary theory did not exist, but God did. Hallelujah. Man did not exist, but God did. Angels did not exist, but God did. And I like this one. Satan did not exist, but God did. Hallelujah. He was around before the devil was. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So before there was a beginning, there was God. Let's look at God and His creative power. We've established the fact that God has an endless, a beginningless time in eternity. There's no creation of God. If there was somebody who created God, then that would be God. So God has always been before anything else. But at that moment, at that point of time, in eternity, God decided, I want there to be some things. And so He created. God brought forth the universe, not out of pre-existent material, but out of nothing. Everybody, just take your hands like this now. Everybody, take your hands. Now I want you to catch nothing. What do you got in your hands?
Nothing.
You have air in there. What is air? It's a gas. So you cannot experience nothing. You see, you answered me and said, there's nothing in my hand, but there was. There wasn't gas back then. There wasn't anything whatsoever. Absolutely nothingness. And God brought everything there is out of that nothingness. Everything that man manufactures, everything we make on this earth comes from pre-existent material. But God has the power to produce galaxies, solar systems, stars and planets out of absolutely nothing. I think most of you have heard the little story about the scientist who told God, we can make man now. We've got, you know, we can take this molecule and that molecule and we can put it together and we can make it multiply and it'll grow and it'll become an embryo and it'll become then eventually a man that we can, what do they call it? They had a sheep. Cloning. How many like to see six of me walking around? Thank the Lord, no one raised their hand. We can do that, God. And God said, well, show me. And so they reached down to get some dirt to start with. And God said, that's my dirt. You get your own dirt. To think that God made everything there is out of absolutely nothing. Everything that man makes is made out of something that has already existed. The simple statement that God created the heavens and the earth is one of the most challenging concepts that confronts the modern mind today. It is baffling to absolutely some of the most brilliant minds just cannot grasp that there was a time and a point in which there was absolutely nothing. Let's take, for example, the scientists say that the earth came from a big bang. Boom. And out of that big bang, all of these elements and materials. Well, what caused the bang? Where did that come from? What originated that? What was the source? They can't answer the question. So as far back as they go, they still cannot fathom, wrap their minds around the fact that there is a power and authority that was able from non-existing of nothingness to bring something and everything that we can view and see today. The vast galaxy in which we live is spinning at the incredible speed of 490,000 miles per hour. This galaxy we're in, called the Milky Way, it's turning at 490,000 miles per hour. How'd you like to have a Mustang go that fast? Huh? But even at this breakneck speed, our galaxy still needs 200 million years to make one rotation. Can you grasp that? Can you know that? How fast we're spinning? We're down in this great big galaxy that would take many, many, many light years to travel through. We're a tiny little speck of dust way down in that galaxy in a thing called the solar system. And we're spinning at that rate of speed and we can all stand on our feet. How about that? And yet, it would take 200 million years to make one rotation. And there are over 1 billion other galaxies just like that in our universe. Now can you imagine? That is a vast amount of space. And who filled it up before there was anything? God. There was none of that in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. Some scientists say that the number of stars in the universe is equal to all the grains of sand on all of the beaches of the world. Yet this complex sea of spinning stars functions with remarkable order and efficiency. We can set our time, our watch is down to hundredths of a second, and measure things that finite because of the moving and the rotation of the earth around the sun. Somebody say, praise the Lord. To say that the universe just happened or evolved requires more faith than to believe that God is behind those amazing statistics. Hallelujah. For them to tell me that there was just a big bang and out of that all of this came into existence, hey, that's unbelievable to me. But to believe that there is a God who in the beginningless eternity spoke one day, and out of His voice and the power and authority of His voice, everything came into existence. That's a whole lot easier to believe. Amen?
Amen.
Even after the creation of the heavens and the earth, in Genesis 1:1, God is represented as calling forth all things, plants and animals by the word of His power. Listen to what the psalmist said in Psalm 33, 6 through 9. The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. Somebody say hallelujah. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. Say hallelujah again. He assigned the sea its boundless its boundaries and locked the oceans in vast reservoirs. Say hallelujah again. Let the whole world fear the Lord, and let everyone stand in awe of Him. For when He spoke, the world began. It appeared at His command. Say hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory. When there was nothing which we couldn't even catch in our hands, He spoke and everything came into being. In the beginning, God. Hallelujah. Now, God of the beginning is also the God of the end.
Amen.
There will be an end of time, an end of the ages. God of the beginning is also the God of the ages. Listen, God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say this to the people of Israel, Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my eternal name, my name to remember for all generations. When Adam and Eve started looking around the garden, who was there already? God. When Abraham went to find a city whose builder and maker was God, who was there before him? God, who has been there through all of the ages of mankind. God has been there. He said, this is my eternal name. There was a time when Jonathan David Lay was not even a thought of in anybody's mind. Amen? My great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Andrew Blair, that lived in Blair's Valley and owned 2,100 acres up there in the 1700s, never one time got up in the morning and said, Jonathan David Lay is going to be one of my descendants. Never in his mind. He lived to be 107 years old back in the 1700s. But he never once... He never even thought of Ernest Edward Lay. He had no idea who was coming. Can you imagine somebody with a name that has been their name from eternity? Forever, there's no changing of His name. He is the God who spans the ages. Listen to Psalm 90. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from beginning to end, you are who? God. Hallelujah. Psalm 145 and 13, for your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Hallelujah. Everlasting's a long time. Amen. I know some of you feel like you're everlasting. Some of you feel like the energy bunny. I see you coming into church. Woo! Glory. And I see some of you that lost your energy bunny. everlasting. No beginning, no ending. Now let's look at the God of eternity that will still be God when time ends. This letter, Revelation 1, 4 through 8. This letter is from John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from the one who is. Get that? Who always was. That was before the beginning. And who is still to come. Glory. That's the eternal God. From the sevenfold Spirit before His throne. And from Jesus Christ, He is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead and the ruler of all the kings of the world. Somebody say, praise the Lord. All glory to Him who loves us and who has freed us from our sins by shedding His blood for us. He has made us a kingdom of priests for God His Father. All glory and power to Him forever and ever. And everybody said, amen. Look, He comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the nations of the world will mourn for Him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. I am the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, the Almighty God. Hallelujah! Glory. He was here before there was anything, hallelujah, from the beginningless past, and He'll be God into the endless future. Amen. Hallelujah. He was given authority, honor, and sovereignty over all the nations of the world, so that people of every race and nation and language would obey Him. His rule is what? Eternal. It will never end. His kingdom will never be destroyed. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. He's the God of the beginning, and He is the God of the end. When the evolutionist, and when the atheist, and when the agnostics are calling for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face of the King of Kings, I'm going to be riding behind Him, hallelujah, on a white horse out of glory, dressed in white robes, saying, great be the King of the universe, who has no beginning and has no ending, my Lord and my Savior. Amen. The God of the beginning is also the God of the end, the eternal one. Therefore, I said, therefore, we need never fear. Hallelujah. We need never fear or be dismayed, for our God reigns. How long? Forever. Say it with me. Our God reigns forever into the future. If you believe it, stand to your feet. If you don't, you want to stay around, sit still. Glory. The God I serve is no Tiny Tim. Amen. The God I serve, He was around before there was anything. And he's going to be around after it's all over. Amen. I walked through the streets of Venice, and I looked in the windows at watches that sold for $45,000 and $50,000. I looked at them, but I didn't even ask. And how in the world? Yeah, I did something on the ship last week. They had all these real expensive watches, you know, Rolexes and everything. And I wore this one. It's pretty. It looks, oh, it looks nice. I went into these big jewelry stores in downtown, sold these great big expensive watches. And I'd walk in, I always put my arm up while I'm looking at these watches. There's a fellow behind the counter, you know, he's wanting to sell watches. He looked at mine, and I had more than one of them say, "Wow, that's a nice watch. That, wow, where did you get that?" I said, "Philadelphia, for $18. And up until I told them, they didn't know the difference. Hallelujah. I walked out of some of them without telling them, just so they wouldn't. Aren't you glad we have a God who owns it all?
Yes.
He made it all. Yes. Now how in the world can you take a little bit of gold and a little bit of silver and a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of the other thing, put it all together to equal $50,000? Not all. No, 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 no. What do you think about my God? Somebody said he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and all the gold that's underneath. Glory. He made it all out of nothing. When? In the beginningless eternity. Where? We don't know exactly when. This old world really might be, the galaxy might be 1 million years old, 500 million years old. I don't know when God made it. It's no difference to him. He doesn't know anything about time because he's not in time. 1,000 years is as a day to the Lord. Amen. And a day is 1,000 years. No time to him. He could have made it whenever he wanted to make it in the endless eternity, beginningless eternity. But he's my God. He's my Redeemer, and I'm here to stand firm and say the God I serve is the God of the beginning. In the beginning, God. Somebody say it with me. In the beginning, God. And in the ending, God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for who you are. And Lord, in our little finite minds today, we tried to catch just a passing glimpse of your greatness, of your magnificence, of your authority, and your power. There is no way that in our finite minds we can comprehend your greatness and your eternal existence. But Lord, we've got a little glimpse, and we want to say to you today, thank you for being our God. We trust you, we love you, and we serve you in honor. And everybody said,
amen. Amen. Everybody go home to a house of